Blog Talk Radio.
Touching your body, touching your body, girl. Touching your body, touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Wait, he won't touch it, girl, he won't touch it. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body. Tonight I'ma touch it, girl, I'ma touch it. Girl, you know it's on, babe. Girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place.
We can take this to my place.
Girl, I'm tryna open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it. Know, girl, that you like it. I'ma touch your body,
body.
He won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body,
body.
Girl, like he won't touch it, girl, like he won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body,
I'ma touch your body.
Boy, I'ma touch it,
touch it.
Boy, I'ma touch it,
touch it.
When I touch your body,
when I touch your body.
There'll be no interruption,
rush,
no interruption.
Soon as I get you to your place, take you down just like a plane, yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it.
Oh, my God,
girl, I got it all. I'ma touch your
body.
Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your
body.
Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
And I'm touching on you, babe.
Touching on you,
touching on
me,
babe.
Let's play the touching game. Girl, while we playing this touching
game,
what I do, you do the same. What I do, girl, promise you do the same.
Ooh, baby.
He won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body,
body.
Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body,
body.
Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body,
body.
Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
What's good with it, everybody? Marley B is back. Yeah, I had a long vacation. You know, I went to Mars, chopped it up with Weezy. You feel me? I put that nigga Lil B off the planet. Talking about he a Martian. Not really. You feel me? We've been getting it in lately. We've been having a good time. You know what I'm saying? And basically, I just want y'all to know that we're going to be touching on some real issues today. We've been having a lot of fun for the past couple of weeks, and we're going to have fun this week, too, no doubt. But, you know, it's a lot of questions that I got about, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in the last days. And I think I should start right here in the hood, right here at home, you know. So today, hot topic is gang banging and its effects on the hip-hop culture, on the rap game, and on society, because to be honest, it's no way of getting around it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to either have to play together, lay together, or, you know what I'm saying, something's got to give, no doubt. So you make sure that y'all do tune in, you know what I'm saying, because it's about to be cracking on the show. I got my guest Busy calling in today, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure that y'all don't go nowhere, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to have fun today. And I can't wait, you know what I'm saying. Matter of fact, I'm going to just get straight into some music until our callers call in, because right now, how I feel, you know what I'm saying, I feel like just getting it in and having a really, really good time today. So I'm going to play some music by my boy JS. He was my guest week before last, and his music is bomb. So let's get at it. Where is it at? By my nigga JS. Let go.
Let me run in that pussy with a folk lid. More top, more shots, equals more dick. And fuck it, baby, daddy, he ain't got enough shit. See, I'm the nigga that your man wanna be. Stop on and bend it over with your hands on your knees. And make it go clap while I stand in between. Tell me what I gotta do to get that ass in them jeans, like, baby, give me dome. Two bricks. And she got HD. She the baddest, I can give a fuck what you say. You better come and get her, nigga, before it's too late. Fuck him, never love him, I would get it in the bank. So you losing if you cuffing, bro, I fuck it any day. By the way, if you see her, tell her daddy on his way. Take the F, I'm super fine, put that shit after the shake. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy collar shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back. Shake that shit, she gon' stupid, yeah, I love her how you take that dick. Girl, that ass lookin' fat and I can see me in it. And we can hit the back seat, my window tinted. Jump up in this pants, boo, you can bring your friends too. Come until you came, when we finish, I forget you. Mr. Zicker down in the flesh, yes, yes, so get it straight, you ain't gotta sneak for me to bless you. Face down, ass up, baby, gotta make sure. Throwing in reverse like, make it back up. You can see I'm sick of money, how I'm throwing cash up. JS been the best and all them other niggas cast up. If her grass cut down, it's where I might go. Give her insane dick, psycho. Got these hater niggas mad when my eyes go. Shitting on you niggas like a pigeon on a light pole. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy collar shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Tell it bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, 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 bounce. Shake that shit. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With Indy collar shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, ayy.
Yeah, boy, here we go. Y'all know about West Coast Wednesdays. What's good Wednesdays? And I am back, like I said. If you tuned in last week and you missed me, I missed y'all too. So make sure that y'all motherfuckers tune in today and listen to what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, today's subject is basically the effects that gangbanging and gangsterism, I should say, has on society, on our hip-hop culture, and our rap game. You know what I'm saying? Because we even got our own basic genre called gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? And I personally thank NWA for that. But let's just say, you know, don't feed the monsters. You know what I mean? So I just want to hear y'all input on how you feel about that. A post that I made earlier this week, well, actually yesterday, that I made about the subject is basically how I feel on the subject is I love the homies, like I said, you know, from everywhere, different walks of life, all races, colors, creeds, and creations. But don't get me wrong. You might think gangbanging is cool at a certain point. It's no longer cool when you're taking people's lives. It's like you're just as bad as the government when it comes to playing God. Except for you know, have less of a sacrifice and less of any benefit out of that. You know what I'm saying? It seems like y'all found another way to maybe kill or enslave yourselves, and, you know, the quote-unquote white man doesn't have to do it for you. So our folks fought for the same freedom that we abuse today, and they still make billions of dollars for, you know, the common-day slave masters, which are, you know, it needs to go unsaid. So when gangbangers think they own the streets, think again, because the government does. They own all this property, you know, everything down to the trees. And so they make all the money off of these things. You know what I'm saying? The more we act a fool, you know, they say bad publicity is just as good as any publicity. So let's just say you bringing attention to the neighborhood. Oh, okay, they see that people be out there drunk and strung out on drugs. So they're going to post up a couple more ads and billboards for, you know, liquor and beer and glorify it and make it look good. Even cigarette ads, even, you know, the poster kids for teen pregnancy and for, you know what I'm saying, drug addicts. They put that stuff right in the hood. It's not beautiful. Those aren't things that we want to see. That's not motivational. But these are the things that they have in, you know, the cities what are considered to be in poverty and, you know, filled with minorities, basically. So, like I said, you know what I'm saying, shit does get deep, you feel me? So if you would like to speak up on the subject, you can press 1 at any time, or you can listen in for a while, you know what I'm saying, and be able to shed some light on the subject, because I want to hear from the gangster's point of view, personally. I want some guys and girls, you know what I'm saying, who think they really hard or they might be, and call in and let us know why you lean on the homies or why you would rather, you know what I'm saying, go out in such a tragic way or take someone else's life, and what do you get out of that? Exactly what is the full fight about, you know what I'm saying? So if we can get into a little bit more music, that's what I'm going to do, you know? And basically, y'all pay close attention today because I've spent a lot of knowledge, you know what I mean? And we always have fun doing what we do on Marley B's show, What's Good, Wednesdays. So I'm going to play this track by DJ Retro, What They Doing. Yeah? Okay, yeah, we're going to check that.
I'm coming, motherfucker. Okay, call me DJ Retro. All my diamonds shining like the stars up in the telescope. They all say they working, but they ain't working hard as me. I stay with that E, like between a B and a T. I'm with your baby mama if I ain't with your sister. And she sucked me so good, I left her hanging like a picture. The way she worked her mouth, I had to call her tongue twister, huh? I like it. Don't be ashamed, it's all in the game. You gotta get a hand, might as well use your brain. Fucker so good, didn't mean to break the frame. And I got that good dick, bitch, you know it's not a game. And once I hit it, now best believe I'm going again. And she got a bad friend, best believe I'm going right in. And bad lesbian, pussy wetter with me in it, fuck it.
Damn,
like
bitch,
like cutting in the coupe, yeah. The roof is not a friend,
there's
no competition, not at all, man. All these rappers acting funny, but I'm all about the money. I don't move unless you paying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My niggas ain't playing, the girl stays friend. And if you keep talking, then your family gonna be praying. On these beats I'm ill, and on this track
I'm illy, huh? Illy, huh? Fuck you doing? Call me Mr. Illy. I say throwing up and I'm kicking like Billy. I'm free like Billy. These other niggas silly. You need to lose your fucking lane and come get with a real nigga. She say she wanna fuck me, but your man really bugging. I'll kill him off. I got dudes called a whole squadron. They don't know what they talking, what they doing.
What they doing? What they doing?
Damn. Please back for a hot spray to Nina. She don't talk much, but she real clean the room up. And don't play me. And if you try to play me, my goons right there, they ain't playing. Call me little nigga, cause I run the whole game. Call me point guard, cause I man, you can't ball. You sitting on the bench, huh?
What the fuck what I'm doing?
Whole lot of nothing. Just sit over there in the back while your bitches on my dick tapping that back. Clap, pop it, drop it, stop it, stop it, and drop it again. Here we go again. Deja vu because I got the same bitches and I'm with the fucking homies, so they know they with the business. She sucking and she fucking got them turning like a clock, huh?
What the fuck
they
doing?
Getting ratchet, little nasty ass bitch. The way she twerking got me licking my fucking lips. Goddamn, she thick with some long hair. Bring that ass over here, girl, don't be scared. Why they all staring? They know we fucking in the club, but they don't say nothing cause I brought that 9mm snub. And if you talking, I lay him flat on his back, nigga. What you doing? Heart attack. Yeah, and what they doing? Yeah. They ain't fucking with your boy Retro. What they doing?
Nothing.
These niggas ain't nothing. They see what I'm doing and they know I'm doing something. I'm catching wreck everywhere I go. I'm a threat and all these old niggas knowing I'm a threat. They need to sit down before I put them in the coffin. Leave them dead, nigga.
Dead, nigga.
What the fuck they doing? Whole bunch of nothing.
Nothing ass, nigga. Man, I ain't got time for the dumbass shit.
I'm just freestyling on these bitch ass niggas.
Snares and bass.
You already know what I do. I'm a DJ. You feel me? It's that snares and bass shit. This is the intro, and I ain't fucking with none of y'all broke ass motherfuckers. Man, you need a DJ, hit me up. You ain't got no money. Don't even fucking call me. Don't even attempt to call me, man. I ain't got time for the bullshit. Chill.
Well, damn. You feel me? That was a track, like I said, by my boy DJ Retro. Hope y'all enjoying this because the show is going to get better. It's going to get a little bit deeper, you feel me? And when you're ready to speak up, holla at your girl. Let me take my call to 7629. You on something like live with your girl Marley B. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Bookie.
What's good? Who is this?
I'm this cool, baby girl. You already know I have to come by and show you some love.
What's good, boo?
Hey. Y'all was listening in and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you got it popping live on here, like always.
Exactly. Get it popping on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I got hated on. Hated on by plenty, loved by many more, you feel me? So, fuck the real. I mean, fuck the rest. I love the real. Feel me? So we don't have it popping on the show. What you think about my subject?
It's the business, boo. You know what I'm saying? And like I always told you, you always got to shake them haters. You know what I'm saying? It's just mad because they're not in your place, period, point blank. You above everybody. They underneath you, like the bottom of your shoe. So don't even trip what them haters got to say. And we still throw out pieces and deuces to them haters, and we love y'all too.
Exactly. And so, like, today my subject is... Today my subject is basically, you know, like, how, like, gangbanging, or I should say, like, gangsters affect hip-hop and rap. And, you know, like, do you think that gangbangers have, like, a big effect on how gangster rap came about and how these little niggas be trying to, like, live up to a, like, gangster-like image? Hello? Okay, I don't know what happened right there, but I don't know. Somebody calling me on the other line while I'm on live air, man. That's crazy. So, Lee, what I'm going to do is, like I was saying before, you know, I got another caller in here. If you want to go live, all you got to do is press 1, baby, and I'm going to let you get this show on the Rizzo. You feel me?
Until then, I'm going to get into another track because it's about the independent artists, and it's about how they invest in themselves, and it's about how they make sure they email me their tracks so that I can play them every week faithfully. You know what I mean? So y'all know I definitely got to get into Who Drinking by my nigga Mr. Till featuring Money Carlo. Let's go.
Money Carlo.
You like, you know what I'm saying? The more requests I get, the urge I'm going to have to make a mixtape. No. But, yeah, seriously, though, y'all make sure that you definitely pay attention
because today's show is just getting good. You know what I'm saying? It really is. It's just getting good. So, y'all want to hear another track? I mean, we can go to another track, you know. I'm waiting for my guest to call in. My guest Busy, you feel me? Busy, whenever you call in, if you're listening right now, just press 1 so I can see your call is ready, and I'll let you right in. Oh, mode it. I'll mode it. Caller 6830, I see this is you, Busy. What's good with you? You know what I'm saying?
What's good? What's good? Man, I've been on the phone. I knew that you had to press 1 a couple of times, but I've been on the phone.
Okay. I was wondering, like, I said 504, you know what I'm saying? I know what that do.
Yeah, what's good?
What's good, though? What's good with you? How you feeling today?
I'm good. I can't complain, you know what I'm saying? Another beautiful day. That's all I can say.
That's right. Shit. I'm just wondering, you know what I'm saying, how you got that name, Busy? I'm going to just get right into the interview.
Let's do that. I'm a busy person. I can say that. I try to keep myself busy as far as everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Before I'm an artist and everything else, I'm a father. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I'm active in my kids' life at all times. And then after my job done with them, you know, I'll get back to the music. But, yeah, I'm a real busy person. That's exactly where it came from, being busy. I'm hard to catch up with.
Right. You know, they call me Busy Body, so, you know, I kind of feel you.
Right.
You know, so I feel you a little bit. It got like a double meaning to it, if you dig.
So, right.
Where are you hailing from right now? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm calling in from New Orleans, Louisiana. You already know.
That's right. That's
New Orleans.
Right. So, born and bred?
Oh, you already know.
That's what's up. So what was it like growing up in, basically growing up in New Orleans, you know, especially with all of the culture that you guys have out there and a lot of the different, you know what I'm saying, ups and downs when it comes to the rap game and different artists that's been out there. What would you say triggered you to write?
As far as our music, like you say, we have a whole lot of different styles, a lot of different cultures, and we have the biggest thing right now that goes on in our city is called bounce music. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it, but it's called bounce music. Like Master P and the Hot Boys, they did it way back in the day, but like now it's just like real heavy, like down here now. As far as like hip hop artists, like I did a couple of showcases and shows down here, and they have a lot of nice artists so far that I've seen. Like shout out to the homie YG, my big dog Hip Hop, the show Dapper, KK's, like a lot of them is nice down here that I see that. I mean, New Orleans is gonna come back strong, especially when it comes to like real hip hop, not you know, trying to make a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a lot of artists that just out here trying to make a hit. Like, they have real artists down here that's coming out.
Exactly. So, I see that you know what I'm saying, got into rap, you know, pretty much in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what was your first performance like? And about how old were you?
I was actually in junior high school, and I performed at a high school talent show, and I dressed up as Mace. Like I was what a shame, but I dressed up. Yeah, I had like, remember when Mace and them used to have like the Mace with their name on a baseball jersey? Yeah, I had all that. Like I had all that. Like before it was really like a New York thing down here, or like New York became like a nationwide, like Verizon or whatever, but it just that's how down here it was. Like, nobody was on New York. It was all about New Orleans hip hop, the Hot Boys, Master P. It was all about that. And my first show was like I said, I was in junior high doing a high school talent show, and I had that on, and I actually won.
Okay,
I did a song. I did a song called Ghetto Pocahontas.
That's what's up.
Right.
So when, let me think. So when you won, like, how did you feel? Like, okay, I think I could do this for the rest of my life.
Well, honestly, like when I won, it was like a lot of people. Like, I didn't expect to win. That was the whole thing. Like, I really didn't expect to win. But then when I did, it was like, well, wow, a lot of people starting to acknowledge me for this. Like, they're like, okay, he could really rap. And then when I was like, as I got older into high school, I became like battle rap. Like, I was hard with battle rap. So, like, I started with the battle rapping, going hard with the battle rap, and then I was like, okay, battle rapping don't really take you far. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get recognition for battle rapping, but it don't really take you far. I mean, if you can name a few that actually went somewhere, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, it's time for me to start doing things as far as music. And then I just broke off from rap, and then I started listening to R&B, then I started listening to neo-soul, then I started listening to country. You know, like, just going further and further, like, to know what it feels like to have a different meaning into music. And like I said, once I started doing that, that's when I went back to listening to my, like, the real rappers, like Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie, like, those kind of rappers. And now, like, if you, when you hear the song that you're gonna play tonight, you're gonna notice what I'm talking about. Like, my style, my flow, my everything don't even sound like I'm from here.
Okay. It don't sound like you from there. That's crazy. You need to sound like you from NO.
No, it's like if you know like the type of music that come out of New Orleans, you'll understand what I'm saying. Like, it's not that it's a bad thing. It's not that it's a bad thing, but you will understand what I'm talking about. Like, I can't name anybody right now that's probably, like, just blew up. Like, it's not, I'm not the typical New Orleans artist, put it like that.
Right. Okay, I feel you on that. Because, you know, when it comes to different areas of music, it's like music is universal, so people wouldn't even expect you to come from, you know, certain places. It's like a guessing game now. You wouldn't even be able to tell where a lot of
the artists are,
you know. So that's
what right.
Did you watch the Hip Hop Music Awards?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it. I didn't.
Did you check out the
Cyphers?
Cause you know they was doing a lot of.
Yeah, I did. I seen. Yeah, I did see the Cyphers. I'm a hard critic. I'm telling you, I criticize myself. So I'm like, I'm a real hard critic. And a lot of the people, like, they were good. But, like, a lot of people try too hard. And that's something that I don't like when it comes to rap.
Exactly.
Who would you say did the worst? Did the worst as far as what? Like the saddest?
No, on the Cypher. Like, who did the worst out of...
Everybody, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't even know the dudes. Like the one that I did like the most... was Busta Rhymes. I liked the whole Eminem camp thing. I liked them.
No, I said Slaughterhouse and the Shady Camp. They put it down.
Yeah. I like Luda, but like I don't know. It seemed like he was going too hard and he was rapping too slow. Like, you know, like you know how if you lay back on something.
Right. He was telling me, I'm gonna slow it down. I'm like, why?
Right.
You don't want to rap slow. You sound like a Skinny Black. What the fuck?
Right.
So, I was fairly surprised by, you know, Chris Brown crossing over. How he
Yeah.
I'm saying his flow was pretty good, and I kind of was disappointed with Busta Rhymes as well, but I could tell he was kind of high and off a lot of liquor or something. So. I give him an excuse. He could be
right.
On some real shit, I would say that battle rapping today is just not what it used to be, you know. And
right.
Now a lot of dudes are writing their stuff and memorizing it and taking memory courses to memorize their tracks and everything. Niggas not even coming off the dome because they're not even taking the time to learn, let alone get out here in the world and experience some shit to rap about, you know.
Right.
My subject today, I'm going to ask you, my subject today is basically about gangbanging and what effect it really has on the hip-hop community and the rap game, you know, because it seemed to me that
beef began within music when, you know, people started noticing the biggest beef was between Biggie and Pac because they both are no longer with us. So I would say when that beef began, it just seemed like gangbangers just, like, took it into their hands, like they had something to do with it, like it was their issue, you know. And I just look at that like, you know, it just, to me, it just goes to show they just stick their head into a lot of things. They business, but it just creates controversy and hatred, more of a beef, and made it, you know, it blew it up out of proportion, actually. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what you think on the subject of gangbanging and the effect it has on our music today, our music culture?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, I don't listen to gangsta rap. It doesn't sell me. Like I can't buy it. Like it's phony now. Like everything is phony now. And like what you were saying about the Biggie and Tupac, it wasn't a rap battle between them. It was personal. You know what I'm saying? Like it was something that nobody knew about but those two. So nowadays it's more like, if I don't like your song, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to disrespect you and say this, that, this, and the third. Then I'm going to get my camera, and then we're going to put it on YouTube. And then when I see you, I'm going to have 50 people with me, and I'm going to smack you and put it on YouTube. Like, you know, like it's for publicity now. And, like, if you notice, like, real gangsters don't want to be seen. Like, they don't want to be in the limelight. They don't want to be in front of the camera. Like, who does that? Like, are you serious? Like, if you come to the hood, you don't see them walking around with cameras, smoking blunts, and walking around. Man, them people don't do that. They don't do that. That's not their stilo.
Right.
So nowadays, it's probably the person that's in the camp that hang with the gangsters, that's learning everything. So he feels like, okay, if I do this, then they have my back. You know, and it's like, it almost made up. Like, I just don't buy into it. And as far as, like, the music, as far as what music goes, I mean, like I told you before, like, if somebody put out a song, like, me personally, like, I voice my opinion about everything, especially when it comes to music. If I don't like it, I'm not going to like it. You can't convince me to like it. Now, if you can't take criticism, then you shouldn't be an artist.
Yeah.
Continue to be a gangster like you say you are.
Exactly. That's right.
So, you know, it's just like I said, certain people, I can believe it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of these dudes, like, they're going to jail for stupid stuff. Like, you have all this money, and your life is being set, and you go to jail for dumb things. Like, are you serious? Like, when do you grow up? When do you grow up?
Exactly. Some people never do grow up. Some people always want to be a Toys R Us kid until a grown-ass man comes shut their whole shit down. And
right.
And they'd be somewhere molded, balled up under a rock, you know. But that's how it is, you know. That's just a hard knock life. Either you're going to graduate or you're going to, you know what I'm saying, flunk. So
right.
With that being said, I want to know, who's your favorite artist? They can be dead
right
or
now,
alive.
Dead or alive, yeah. Is Biggie.
Biggie, yeah. Look, I'm like, yeah. Because I always get into it with my folks about Biggie or Tupac, and I'm like, I don't even put them up against each other at all. Not at all.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I love them both, like, dearly, and I learn from both of them. I learn from, you know, just watching Pac talk and listen to the things that he says, because he has, his views are, like, identical to my views. Before, you know, I couldn't even listen to Pac till I was about 15 or 16, so by me already having so much knowledge in my mind to, like, listen to this cat who came from a whole nother world. You know, he a rapper, and he was raised by, you know, a lot of different organizations and, you know, surrounded by such a different life. And for us to have so many similar outlooks on life, it was real cool. Like, it let me know that I was kind of sheltered. So I just started listening to and, you know, I listen to Biggie, and then I listen to Nas, and I listen to a couple of other guys like Common and Mos Def and, you know, Q-Tip and the crew he was with and different stuff. So I didn't just dwell on, you know, artists from L.A. or from the West Coast.
Right.
Who you like now as far as artists that are actually out that you actually would want to do a song with?
I'm going to say out of everybody, it would have to be, it's three people. It's Drake, Kanye, and Jay-Z. Well, really Jay-Z, but Drake, Kanye, and Jay-Z.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm starting to, what's his name? J. Cole starting to grow on me.
J. Cole? Well, yeah. I got to see how long he's going to last because a lot of guys have come and gone and actually then became forgotten. But they hit
right.
hard when he first came out. So I want to give him a little time. But right now, that nigga's going hard, though.
I slept on his little CD and I finally copped it and I started listening to it and I was like, wow, me and him, like I feel him. Like, you know, he's telling people that he don't have to portray the gangster image and this and that. He comfortable with who he are. And that's
right.
what I like. Like, that's me. I'm comfortable with who I am. Like, I'm not the dude that go out starting fights. You know, I avoid it as much as possible. But if push come to shove, then we just going to have to fight.
Right. You comfortable with Dizzy.
Right.
So, I have this track, and before I get into the track, I want to know, you write, right?
Yeah.
So, what inspires your creative mind? What inspires you to write?
Life itself. Like, people, like I tell you, I listen to music, and it's to the point where now I don't even listen to rap that much. Like I told you, I slept on J. Cole's CD. Like, it took me a minute to actually, like, even like him. You know what I'm saying? So, it's thing. Like, if I see a new toy or if I see a new this and I see a new that and I'm thinking about it, I'm like, wow, like, okay, this inspired me. My mind's thinking. Like, I'm going to tell you, I have this mixtape, Never Too Busy, the one that's about to be released, okay? I'm working on my new mixtape called Hard Work, No Bullshit. I have a song on there. Let me tell you how crazy things are. I have a song on there called Monster in My Room. What would you think if you heard that?
Wait, repeat that.
You know, all right, like I have this song. I have a song that I just recorded called Monster in My Room. Right.
Right.
What would you
think?
Yeah, when you first heard that, what would you think?
Well, me personally, I would think that meant something either sexual or something scary.
Okay. All right. Now, this is the concept of it. The song called Monster in My Room. I'm going to run a brief story about you. It's about a girl, her mother, being together. The dad left. The mom finds a new boyfriend. The new boyfriend accepted all that, wanted to be a family. He moved them. Moved them down to the south. They start living this lovely life. The little girl finally get her own room, this and the third. The little girl scared to sleep in her room. She tells her mama she had monsters in her room because that night she hear things. So her mama's like, you know, it's just an old house. You know, don't worry about it. You'll get used to it, this and the third. So about a week later, everything calmed down. The mom, the little girl tell her mom she hears it again. She hears it whisper her name. It plays with the knob, this and the third. The mom like, you know what? I'm asleep in the room to comfort you. The mom sleep in the room. Nothing happens. Soon as the mom leaves, everything resumes. This time it get worse. This time it's in the room. She sees it. It has the figure of a person. Then she tells you at the end of the story that her stepdad was molesting her. So he was the monster in the room.
Right. Well, I was
going to
say that, but I didn't
want to
get all deep.
Right. But that's the name of the song, Monster in My Room.
Okay. I got that.
Like, I'm telling you, like, my concepts is, like all over. Like, I have, like, on a mixtape that's coming out, I have a couple of songs that have concepts. I have, on a new mixtape, it's a lot of songs that have concepts because I don't want people to get bored with the music. Like, I can rap all day, but I want to pick your brain. Like, the Monster in My Room song, if I wouldn't have told it to you, the song is so detailing that you wouldn't have never guessed who it was. That's how detailing it was.
Right.
To the end of the song. You wouldn't have guessed it to the end of the song.
Right. Okay. Well, shit, I can't wait to get a bar of that.
Right.
That's deep. I like, you know, controversy, and I like real life subjects. So I really want to get a piece of that right there. So, what would you say if that was your child? What would you do in that situation if your child?
Yeah, and that's the main reason why I wrote the song because I have a son and two daughters. My son is the oldest and two little girls. And it's crazy because that's why, like, my father never been there. Like, he lives in Seattle. He lives on the West Coast. So is I'm so attached to my kids that it's crazy. Like, I do whatever it takes for them to be happy. I mean, I'm not going to say happy, just for them to be to smile. I do whatever it takes. And in that situation, it'll drive me crazy. Like, it's so bad that I wouldn't even like to think about it because I know I'll get mad. I'll get angry about it.
Right. Exactly. Me too, because all I have are two daughters. And I just know I surround myself with people that would be able to take very good care of them. Probably,
right.
So if something were to happen, because I would be a killer. Like, I'm saying that on live air.
Right. I feel the same way.
Don't stand up for them the way I would. You know, that's just bottom line. So if that situation ever arose, you know what I'm saying, niggas better go running because I'm taking it.
Right. Being all black, huh?
In black, like Shakita from Belly. Like, I'm coming. Okay, shit. You know, real talk. So, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to get into your music because, you know what I'm saying, I like music that's a little deeper than Shake It Fast and Watch Yourself and all that.
Right.
Let's talk about how you were in a group. You were in a rap crew, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Put light on the fans about how your rap crew started off and, you know what I'm saying, how you pursued doing things as a team when you were in the group. You know, first let us know what the name of the group was and how y'all became.
Okay, well, it was actually four of us. We were the Outfitters. That was the name of us, the Outfitters. And we came up with that name because we were all different styles of rap. So it was the comedian, it was the street guy, it was me, and it was my cousin, who was just like all over the place. Like, it didn't matter. Like, whatever he felt like saying, he said it. Like, he was one of those type of rappers. So we it started off with me and my cousin, the one who just say whatever you want to say, and the guy who actually produced the beat for the song that you about to play, he wanted to be a part of the group. And we was like, I don't know. Because he was the comedian. He was the one that was like the Eminem type of rapper. And we was like, we don't know. And then I was like, you know what, we're going to do it. So we did it with him. Then I have my cousin, his name, Iceberg. He came from Seattle. He came, moved down to New Orleans. He wanted to be a part of the group. And then we just clicked up. It was the Outfitters. So it was Busy, Montana, Paradox, and Iceberg. And like I said, I was almost, you could say, like the main artist, but I never treated them like that. Like, I never wanted them to ever feel like, just because I'm doing something, they had to do it. Like, you know, I always surrounded myself and humbled myself to let them know that I'm just like y'all. Like, we all still in the mud. This is I don't gain the spotlight. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm in the spotlight, then y'all in the spotlight, and that's how I wanted them to feel. But some members of the group didn't feel that way. They felt like they must have thought that I wanted to be the man or whatever the situation was. And it was crazy because when we were doing mixtapes, they would get upset because they had, like, you know how some people want to know what you're capable of doing, so we're going to give you a solo song. Like, they didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So they were like, solo songs, you know, like, why are we doing solo songs? And it's like, because everybody they have their own identity, and we have to let it be known. If we don't let it be known, they're going to be like, oh, you're a group. Like, you're a group. No, we're not a group. We are different. Like, we want people to know that, you know, when we come together, we make hot music.
Right.
But all that happened, you know, we fell out. Everybody went their separate ways. Iceberg went back to Seattle. You know, everybody grew up. Paradox moved to Texas. I got in touch with him to do the Wanna Know You track, and He sent me the Wanna Know You track. He actually sent me like 11 tracks, and I did about 6 of them. But Wanna Know You was one of them, and I tell you, no lie, I'm going to tell you how long ago I wrote this song. I wrote this song the year of Katrina, 2005. The song that you about to hear, I wrote it the year of Katrina. That went, isn't that, to that beat. I wrote it to that beat. I wrote some of it to that beat, and then, you know the Alicia Keys song "Unthinkable" with Drake.
Yeah.
I wrote the. Oh, okay. You did a cover to that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did the second verse to that song, okay. And and then I wrote everything in the song. Everything you hear, I wrote it. The singing, the hook, the bridge, everything. I wrote everything.
So you sing as well?
No, I don't sing. I just know how I want things to sound. Like, I know my melodies, I know my notes, I know, you know, like, I know this. Like, I know how I want it to sound. And if it don't sound the way I want it to sound, then I actually had, like, I kid you not, like, three people sing this song. And the only one made it was the guy who sung it the last time, because he sung it like I wanted him to sing it.
Okay. So you, kind of particular about how you like your shit.
Right, right, yeah. Like I take it real, real serious. Like everything, I take it real serious because whatever goes out represent me. And
right.
If I feel like I'm a great artist, then I want my music to sound like that.
Exactly, exactly. I feel you on that 100%. You know, you gotta always want the best. You know what I'm saying? And if you create something in your mind, you always want the closest to that creation to come alive.
Right.
So
right.
I feel you on that 100% because I was part of not a group, but a rap crew, and
it was
a lot of us, but to be honest, too many, you know, it's sometimes not about quantity, it's about quality, and too many, you know what I'm saying, too many heads in the kitchen, and, you know, food ain't going to turn out right sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The same thing sort of happened to me as well when it came to maybe they might have asked me to do my solo track or, you know, let's just see how Marley B sound if she just kicked, you know, some R&B songs instead of doing all these little rap verses and you know, playing around a little bit. And when I noticed that I really kind of had something and that I had a lot of people that had my back, I don't want to say that they began to doubt me, but it just seemed like they began to doubt themselves, and that translated into a little bit of pushing me away, I guess you could say, and they started to leave out. And so I felt, you know, I was born in this world by myself. I'm more comfortable doing things as a solo artist, and it is what it is. So now that I've been doing my solo thing, I feel a lot more free. I feel a lot more love from other people because they weren't a reflection of me, you know what I'm saying? I was a reflection of myself. And,
right.
You know, it just was a better thing, you know what I'm saying? I always get together and maybe, you know, sing We Are the World with all the artists in the industry or something. But other than that, I don't really see myself, you know, grouping up or having another crew because it wasn't worth it, you know? Like,
right.
It just, yeah, a couple of the members just went all bad, you know, on me or whatever. So it's like, now I was happy I already went solo because it didn't mess up any of my musical goals. It didn't mess up anything I have, you know, plans to do in my future. So it's good that you broke away as well because, you know, sometimes you got to break away before you got to jump ship before it sinks.
Right, you know, right. You ain't lying.
Just keeping it 100, that's what I do. So I heard you mention Hurricane Katrina. We're going to get into that after this music break. And before I play your track, I'm going to play a couple of other tracks because I really want to keep the people in suspense for this track that you got coming. So you mind?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we're going to get into When It Rains, It Pours by my boy Levi Kev. You know what I'm saying? He's straight out of Houston, Texas, and that nigga's a boss, you know? So we're going to check it out. Tell me what you think. When it rains, it pours. Let's go.
Struggling to put food on the table. There's so much time. betrayed by his cousin, convinced that nobody loved him, lived his life in the shadow, fighting a losing battle, backs against the wild, but his fear steady swinging, searching his life, trying to find some kind of meaning, every time he come home, his wife steady screaming, steady in the streets, but his baby girl needs him, he ain't got no money, but he's still trying to feed him.
Ain't got no money for the rest, and I'm struggling.
I'm in too deep for my peaks, bring them shovels for me. Some niggas strapped with their gas, trying to keep your homie. Didn't know me, but met the heat when they ran up on me. Left his wife and two kids in the crib, lonely. Got in the way, yoke a straight bullet when I fled. Trying to retaliate on me that happened in the past. Rest of the world, how will I last? For the economy crash, I'm going all out, getting my cash.
Ain't got no money for the rest, and I'm struggling.
Marley B is back, and whew, it's just a party going on over here, y'all. Woo, this shit is crazy. So, basically, you know what I'm saying, if you're just now tuning in, I'm on live air with my boy Busy. He calling straight out of New Orleans, and is it an independent label that you attach to that you want to let everybody know you repping?
Yeah. Stick and move grind mode all day.
Stick and move grind mode. Y'all hear that? You know what I'm saying? All day. So how did that become about?
I actually had I'm not gonna say I gave up on rap. I took a break. And I became, like I said, the real life situation started happening, you know, as far as with my kids and all the above, like I said, you know, being the man. And my manager came and he was like, look, we want to start a label, but we want to start it with you. Like, I'm sorry. So I'm like, man, you know, whatever, you joking. It ain't, you know, you whatever. When you show me you serious, I'll be serious with you. And he was like, all right, I'm going to show you. And for a week strong, he was calling me, and I was ducking his calls, thinking he was somebody else, not thinking he was, you know, the dude who wanted to manage me. So we finally hooked up, and I was like, man, I thought you was somebody else. I'm sorry, whatever. He was like, do you have stuff to record? I'm like, yeah. He was like, look, I'm going to come drop you some beats. You match him up, you're going to go to the studio and knock him out. So we did like 6 songs that night, and I was like, you know what, dude, you're showing me that you're serious. We gonna do it, and then we started doing like little bars, open mic nights and stuff. And I saw that they were behind me, like, you know, like really pushing it. And then when I saw that they had their interest in it, that's when I told them, I was like, nah, it's time to go. And then I just started putting, like, I got like 2 videos. Like I said, I did the mixtape. I'm about to do another one. I'm about to do another video. So yeah, it's like really, really like going hard right now. So shout out to Stick and Move Grind Mode Productions. You already know.
That's what's up, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So if there was any, you know, young men out there who might have thought about giving up on their rap career or their goals in music, what advice would you give to these young cats, no matter what they're going through, whether it be like a death in the family or they might just not have confidence in themselves anymore? What would you tell them?
To anybody that really have any dreams, not even music, just any dreams, period. If you're gonna give up on something, don't let it be because of something. You know, do it for yourself. Like, you know, like me, like, when I took my break, it wasn't because I wanted to give up on rap. Like, you know, it was because I was letting something else stop me. So I can't, you know, like, you if you have a dream for something and you know that you, especially if you know that you're good at it, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever, golf, whatever the case may be, like, if you are not able to do it, period, I'm talking cripple, you know, you can't see, you can't, if you wake up with the grace of God every day and you're able to do it, then do it. Don't let nobody, everybody, you have to start from somewhere, and you have to be open-minded, like, especially if you just starting, like, you have to be able to take criticism, because even I've been rapping since, like, 93, like, even now, that's the first thing I'm looking for. I want criticism. I don't want you to be like a yes man. I don't want you to say, oh, yeah, that was hot. And then when you leave me, you're like, man, it was all right. It wasn't all that. He was going hard behind it. Like, it was hot. Like, I want you to be like, dog, it's okay. Like, it ain't what you're saying it is, but it's okay. Because that don't do nothing but make me be like, okay, now I have to convince you. You see what I'm saying? So now I have to convince you to like what I like. And like, so far I can honestly tell you no one has ever told me that they don't like nothing that I put out.
Okay.
Because I start criticism within myself. I don't wait for nobody to tell me. I started within myself, and I know how I am. So if I don't like the way something sounds, then that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I don't like the way that sounds, I'm gonna fix this. And if it don't get fixed when I need it, if it don't get fixed at the time, I'm gonna wait and go back and fix it.
Okay. So I would say that it looks to me like you got the hardest job, because you're your biggest competition. It's like you have to challenge yourself to come with something better than what you did last time.
Right.
So I got you completely.
Right.
You're talking to something like a genius, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I give a lot of people that advice. You know, a lot of my boys that rap and a lot of my homegirls that rap and sing, you know, I always tell them to push themselves up against their last best, because that's what your biggest competition is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to retain
mm-hmm.
yourself throughout the process. A lot of people put themselves up against, you know, the next rapper or singer, and then you notice yourself maybe
swagging like them.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
So, a lot of Nicki Minaj's out there, but it's only one.
Exactly.
Minaj, you know what I'm saying? It's only one.
Right.
They don't seem to understand that, because, you know, it ain't been no 50 little Kims, you know what I'm saying? Anyway,
right.
Kim probably a pack out any bitch that thinks they gonna come try to shit on her game anyway, you feel me? So it's
right.
Like,
right.
There wasn't no million of Kims out in the 90s when I was coming up in the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? It's always been one Kim, so I feel like it's going to take Kim to top her next shit. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
You know, when she does come out, she usually tops her last album. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a competition within yourself if you want to be a better artist, instead of trying to put yourself up against someone else. You know what I'm saying? So that's why this beefing and the battle rapping ain't really going too far, because it's not really about nothing. It don't make you no money to beef, and it don't really, well, it kind of will, you know, make you some money, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to make your money from beefing and earn it from, you know, putting the next nigga down, or do you want to earn it from rightfully, you know, taking your place and stepping up to bat and hitting that home run, you know?
Yep. I agree.
So a lot of people would agree with that. I want to get into your track. Tell me about this track, I Want to Know You.
Okay. I Want to Know You is, I wanted to keep it New Orleans. I wanted to keep everybody in the mindset of New Orleans. You know, I talk about Cafe Du Monde. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a big thing now here. And I wanted to do, like, the French Quarter set, and I wanted to do, like, something to symbolize that I am from New Orleans without saying it. You know what I'm saying? So I put things like that in a song. The music, this is the second track that I actually got from him, because the first track, I wrote it when I wrote the song, he actually sold that track. So he had to make another one and the second one was like 10 times hotter than the first one. So we put the song together. Like I said, I went through three singers before I got to see Perkins. I went through three singers to actually sing this hook. And when he came in, he nailed it. And I was like, wow. Like mouth hit the floor. And like actually me and him actually did, like, matter of fact, he's on the Monster in My Room song, the one I was just telling you about. He actually sang the hook on that. Me and him been working like crazy. We've been working like crazy trying to get him together. He's a young R&B artist from New Orleans, and you could be on the lookout for him. But me and him got in the studio. He nailed it, and it's been history. Like every time we perform it, the girls go crazy.
Right. Oh my goodness, the girls
are crazy. Yeah, I'm talking, throwing money on the stage and everything.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. That's
like,
how you
like,
know. That's
yeah.
That's how you know I'm a fucking like star. Like, I'm burning.
Right.
But so that's how you know I know. I can't be no groupie. I can't be no, you know. I don't even see how they get their draws off. Even throw them up. I didn't have to draw a phone at me while you bushing. I'm like, hey, what? I don't wear this size. What's this? Why? What? Yeah, I don't want that.
Right.
I wonder, like, damn, do they come with a fresh pair of drawers in their pocket? Because I ain't gonna lie, homegirls, and she did just like come out. I'm like, this, wow, what? So I'm with a groupie? I didn't know that. I can't get you, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, real talk though, you know what I'm saying? That's how I know I'm on the other side, because that shit is amusing to me. Like, I would be trying to interview niggas and shit in the back instead of trying to, you know, ride. I don't even know what to say,
right.
So we're going to let the track speak for itself. You feel me? Y'all check out I Wanna Know You by my boy Busy. And who you got singing on the track?
Steve Perkins.
There we go.
I really want to know you. They got some things I want to show you. Let me high off of love. Know you, they got some things I want to show you, let me high off of love.
First thing first, young visit, seen this little Bridget at the cafe, about to order some beignets, so I figured I'd walk up, say hey. And I did, and she walked off in waves. So I knew what this was exactly about. She wanted to play a game of cat and mouse. So on the way out, I asked her name. And what was the chances of me seeing you again? She said, first off, I don't really do flings. And if you see me again, maybe there's a chance. So I figured, yeah, she about to play games. She trying to make me get my chances like rain. Rain drops keep falling on my brain. She trying to be nice, and she already got a man. Love is powerful, and people use it in vain. She say you live once, so value everything. And I'm like,
I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off of love. I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off of love.
She was walking out, I was walking in. She was all alone. It's hard for me to pretend she ain't exist though. Been around beautiful women, but I ain't been this close. Her walk mean, you should have saw the twist though. Jumping side to side like shorty was a 6-foot. No makeup, shorty's all natural. I'm trying to build up the courage so I can ask her out. And knowing me, I can't take rejection. I can't play dumb until I learn my lesson. No player card, no lines for my best friend. Don't go out of bounds and stay in line with my questions. She got me wanting her better than yesterday. Tomorrow's not promising. Today is like yesterday. I wanna talk to you with love and take your breath away. I'm talking every last breath until there's nothing left to say.
I really wanna know you. They got some things I wanna show you. Let me high off of love. I really wanna know you. They got some things.
your beats at teamrmbmusic.com.
Boy, Marley B is back in the building. You just now tuning in. The last two tracks would be I Wanna Know You by my boy Busy. And the last track, Your Love Is My Love, is by yours truly, Miss Marley B. You know, I was trying a little bit, you know. So we back with my boy Busy. How you doing?
What's up? It's good.
So basically, we are having a nice time on the show today, having a cool interview with my boy Busy. He hails straight out of New Orleans, and he's been giving us a lot of knowledge and just, you know what I'm saying, telling us basically his point of view on this music industry and his experiences and the things he's went through and the things that he's overcome. I wanted to know, personally, I always ask my different artists that have went through something tragic like Hurricane Katrina. I want to know, personally, what was it like seeing that unfold, you know, before your eyes and dealing with it and then basically coming out of that?
I actually was here. I was here for 3 days. My new mixtape is the last song on a new mixtape. It's called After the Rain. That's the name of the song. It's about Katrina. It explains my experience being home, being here, whatever. If you know anybody from New Orleans, or if you know you were from New Orleans, every time there was a hurricane, we always say we'll let it pass. Like, you know, it's not going to be nothing. It's just going to be heavy rain. The light's going to go out. The light's going to come back on. You know, typical tropical storm type of weather. Well, when that happened, we thought, like I said, a lot of people stood. If you notice, I mean, where it's, you know, it was out there, a lot of people stayed because that's how they felt. Like, it wasn't going to be nothing. It was everybody going to leave town, and it's going to be, the rain going to pass, and it's going to be over with again. You know, like all the rest of the hurricane. Well, that morning I woke up, like, you couldn't see the top of your car. So we thought, you know, it got flooded, it's going to go down, and then thing after thing after thing just started happening. We actually drove up the interstate backwards to leave town, like not the opposite way, like, you know, like oncoming traffic. We drove all the way the opposite way to leave town.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So, you know, when we came back, it was a hurting thing because it was almost actually like the I Am Legend movie, you know, like nobody's home and you could just walk around and you don't see nothing. That's basically how it was here.
Wow.
Right, curfews.
That is really crazy. For
real. Yeah.
Compared to how it was back then, how y'all town looking now, though?
Oh, it's up and popping. I mean, it's a lot of houses that, you know, condemned and people didn't come back to. But as far as, like, the city life, I mean, it's still Mardi Gras, you know. It's still Bourbon Street. You know, there's still, you know, places to go. It's not like it was when we first came. Like, you say almost everything. It's just basically like the residents now. It's not so much of the businesses.
Right. Okay, I see you. So, you know, I just know that, you know, New Orleans is the home of a lot of strong, very, very strong people, you know what I'm saying, no matter the color. And I know that y'all, you know, did unify, and I just, you know, commend the town, basically the whole area that went through Hurricane Katrina for being able to come out of that and, you know what I'm saying, being able to survive and still make this, you know what I'm saying, make this
right.
World a better place somewhat, you know. So, what would you say has been your most memorable, look at me, I'm a genius though. What's your most memorable moment in this whole career that you have had since the 90s till now?
I recently did a show, and
I want to say it wasn't at the House of Blues, at the Howlin' Wolf. Howlin' Wolf is like the House of Blues down there. I don't know if y'all have that out there. But it's the Howlin' Wolf. And I did a show, and my show was based on a playlist. And the playlist was like I'm going to give you an example. Like, I have songs that have samples from other songs. So my playlist was like, I will play Money to Blow, right, the Drake and Birdman song and Lil Wayne. I would play Money to Blow. And the crowd would sing Money to Blow. Like, they would sing it because, you know, they knew the song. Well, when the part when Drake would say, come take a look, I have a song where Drake, like, with a hook, when Drake, he's saying, come take a look, come take a look. And the crowd was actually singing it. And, like, when I started rapping it, it was like everybody mouth dropped, like, wow. Because, like I told you, like, I'm, like, as far as, like, getting out there, like, being known, it's just starting to happen for me. Like, a lot of people that know me knew I rap, but, like, the people that don't know me didn't know I rap. So, like,
right.
Now it's, like, everybody mouth, like, wide open, like, where he come from, you know? And then, like
right.
It was the next song after the next song after the next song to where everybody was like, wow, they never been to a performance like that before. Well, the last
yeah.
song was the I Wanna Know You song, like I told you. And what happened was I set everything up to make it seem like I was the one who was going to sing the song, that I was going to be the one singing the song. So I was like, I asked the young lady, I was like, you heard me rap, you know, you like the way I rap? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, well, tell me if I can sing. And she was like, oh, you can sing. And I'm like, nah, you ain't never heard me sing. How you going to tell me I can sing? So she started laughing. She was looking in my eyes. Like, my eyes is hazel, like a greenish hazel or whatever. So she was looking in my eyes, and she was like, yeah, you can sing. You can do whatever you want to. And I was laughing, and I'm like, nah, you never heard me sing. So I sung the Wanna Know You hook off key, like just on purpose. And she was like, and then all them, everybody started laughing. And the dude was in the background saying, no, dog, you can't sing. Stick to rap. So I was like, well, maybe I'll sound better with music. So they was like, all right. So the music started playing or whatever, whatever. And right before I started singing I Wanna Know You, see, Perkins came out and started singing it, and everybody just went crazy, and then we just started singing it. That's the show I was telling you about when the girls were throwing money and all that on stage. So that has to be, like, the most memorable thing for me, that show.
Okay. Well, damn. That ain't good. I started singing it off key. That's the part I'm still stuck on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just saying none of that. No, not you. I'm talking about my background over here. So,
okay.
I just got a couple of questions off the subject, just to shoot out there. So, who's your favorite female artist right now?
As far as rapper or singer?
Huh?
As far as rapper or artist, period?
Yeah, your favorite female artist, period.
Karim Bailey Ray.
Who?
Karim Bailey Ray. Never heard of her?
No.
She sang that song, Just Like a Star in My Eye. Never heard that?
No.
Oh, man. You don't listen to what?
Outside of like old school music. So,
oh, okay. Well, she's kind of like from the, she's from the UK. She's
okay,
from the UK,
yeah.
So she's like you know who Adele is, right? Adele,
yeah.
Adele, whatever you want to call her.
Uh huh.
She's like that. She's kind of like that, but she's a black chick.
Okay, I know. Okay, I can kind of get an idea who you're talking about. I just haven't heard any. Of her, I haven't heard of her music.
Yeah,
so,
she has 2 CDs out.
And she's a singer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who would be your favorite female rapper of all time?
Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown, for sure, for sure,
yeah.
For sure. Okay, I got you at with it. And so, how would you compare Foxy Brown to a lot of artists that have hit the scene now? That's like. Man, they come and they go, you know what I'm saying? Because Foxy, she had a lifespan, a cool little career lifespan, but compared to a lot of these other people who come, hit the scene, and quit the scene, what would you say they did wrong to not make it a lasting career?
females or artists in general?
No, female rappers, female artists.
Okay, female rapper. There are not too many female rappers, so I'm gonna say I'm gonna compare someone like Trina, right? Trina is the average female rapper. I don't like Trina. I'm not a fan of Trina. I'm not gonna say I don't like it because I don't want it to sound personal. I'm not a fan of Trina. When I listen to her last mixtape, I listen to everybody. When I listen to her last album, I noticed her flows was different through every song. So, like Foxy, when Foxy came out, I knew that Jay-Z wrote Foxy album. I knew that Jay-Z wrote the second album. Like, I knew this already. So I knew that I'm going to take a liking to her for one reason. Like, you know, I'm going to like her for her music, or I'm going to like her for her image. And I liked her music. Because I'm a Jay-Z fan. You see what I'm saying? So, whatever Jay-Z do, I'm going to like it. So, that's what made me like Foxy Brown. Now, as far as with Trina, like, I listened to Trina, and Trina is, like, simple. She's simple rap to me. And when I heard the last CD, I was like, this is not Trina. This is not the Trina that I know that was saying, pull over that ass too fat. It's like, I feel like she's trying too hard. And I understand that people have to move with society. Society, you know, you got to go where it's hot and this, that, this, and the third. But if I'm going to go somewhere where it's hot, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to do it somebody else's way. And that's what I think she did wrong. That's why she's turning them out.
And I hope the people listening in so they can learn how to have a long career as female artists because, you know, these guys, they can get in the game and stay in the game. So they about, how old is LL? 97?
About 4 to 5.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He up there, but he been doing it since he was about 16, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, they going to start, as you get older, they're going to start throwing you off on makeup campaigns and modeling and giving you some clothes to design or something. You know what I'm saying? When you a female
right.
rapper, you know, they like, oh, nah, she done picked up some weight. She look kind of old. You know, they don't even give you credit for being able to live, you know what I'm saying, throughout all of the different rappers that come and go.
And you know what? Another thing I want to say, I want to talk about that. Like, I kind of use a bad example, but I know someone else that if she would have moved like she was doing, I think that she probably wouldn't. She could have did the music thing, but she still would have been successful at other things. Eve.
Oh yeah, Eve is very successful. Matter of fact, I know she's coming back with another project that she's working on right now. Eve went hard with it though. She did some shows. Shoe line, clothing line, her own fragrance. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't have her own line of candles and hair.
Right.
Yeah, Eve basically did it. You know, I want to tell these callers if y'all want to speak up and chop it up with me, you can press 1. I do have a caller right now. Caller 2957. You're on live with Marley B and my boy Busy.
Hey, what's good, Marley B? It's your boy Dopey.
What's good with it?
Want to show you some love and everything. Bang on radio love and give mad love to the guest Busy. He has a great understanding of the game. When I say the game, I've been listening to the interview, and he really understand you really understand music. And I really keep going far. Like the way he's been answering questions and
right.
all the way from the group thing.
Exactly.
All the way from the how he answered the thing with the group, how he answered, you know what I mean, about Eve and about Foxy Brown. It's just interesting who he likes and who he listens to. Like, him being from New Orleans, listening to Jay-Z, like, that's one of his top artists. That's just really funny to me. But I love it.
Right.
That's really, really hot and very important, something you said in your interview, that you was able early to learn how to take on criticism. A lot of artists can't do that. So I can hear
right.
you from that and continue to. That's why when I listen to the two songs that Marley B played, I'm like, where can I download them at? You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
like real talk, I'm a fan of hip hop and music, period. So when you say, you know, what female artist do you like? And you like Carrie Bailey. I'm like, dang, somebody understands me.
Right.
I just have a question for you. I answered this a few years ago, and I think it'll be interesting to see how you'll answer it. Real quick, if you say for instance, okay, you like Jay-Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say for instance, Gucci Mane. Somebody like you might not like are a big fan of. Let's say Gucci Mane is really hot right now. And
okay.
You have a opportunity to do a song with him, and say for instance somebody that's just as hot as him, but don't have the name. Who do you do the song with?
Gucci
Mane is really really hot right now, right?
Right,
hot.
I hear you. Right. No, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a music man. I'm like people tell me that all the time, cause I get into arguments with that all the time.
Right.
I have a song where I actually say that like you couldn't pay me to be stupid. Like, I'm not going to do this for the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give you an example. Like, seriously. Like, I'm going to give you a quick example. A guy told me, he said, okay, you need a gimmick. That's what he told me. And I was like, a gimmick? He was like, yeah. He said, you need a gimmick like Soulja Boy. And I was like,
yeah,
what you
man.
Mean? And he was like, this. I'm gonna tell y'all what he said. He said, if somebody pays you $1 million to stand in front of their building and wear a clown suit, then you stand in front of his building, you get the $1 million, you wear the clown suit, and you do whatever it is that you want to do with the money, right? So I'm like,
yeah.
That's true. But where I want to be at, I'm not going to be remembered as the $1 million asshole. You're going to be remembered as the clown that was standing in front of the building. Like, it don't matter. Like, they don't know I'm getting paid for this. You see what I'm
right.
saying? So, like, my thing is, I say this quote in my song. If $1 million mean me getting fucked, then I'd rather be happy with a little bread like ducks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Real talk.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Exactly.
That's how I feel
exactly.
about it. You know, me personally, I have went through so many trials and tribulations in my life, you know what I'm saying, that I wouldn't mind standing in front of nobody building in a clown suit today. No, I'm just fucking No, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm the type of person that ain't going to just wear the suit and ring the bell. You know what I mean? They're going to remember it being Marley B that wore the clown suit. It ain't going to be that lady that had the suit on. Like me, I don't know. I'm into breaking barriers and not doing the norm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they was going to offer me $1 million, I'm going to figure out a way to get it, you know what I'm saying, and hold on to that and make more off of it. So I might go break off 10 fools that's going to put on clown suits and slide them a little bread so that the ones that gave me them million could drop some more on me for sliding them 10 more clowns. You know what I mean?
But listen to this, Marley B. All right, but listen to this, though. You got to think about what you just said. They don't want, like, okay, like he was just asking me about the Gucci Mane and somebody that don't have a name that have another hot song. Okay.
Yeah.
They're not asking for Paradox or Iceberg to do a song with them. They want me to do the song. So when when they're paying you this $1 million to wear this clown suit, they want Marley B to be the asshole. Nobody else.
Yes.
Right.
So you
I'm
can't, you know,
it's
It's like, damn well, you don't even listen to Gucci Mane. Never heard of him, but you just
right,
listen to Gucci Mane.
Right, because it's Gucci Mane.
Right. And now because you ain't never heard of the nigga, don't know nothing about him, and now y'all done followed some nigga that got an ice cream on his face.
Right.
Would you usually follow this guy? No?
Exactly.
Nah, right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like that's... Yeah, and a lot of people talk, man, y'all just don't understand. Like, a lot of people be like, man, you tripping. If such and such want to sign you, then I will sign with them. You get them. Man, no, because, like, my image is everything. Like, I don't want to go out. That's just like me come out. If I come out with a rap song, right, and it's a gangster song, I'm talking about killing, selling crack, this, that, this, and the third. Somebody, I mean, when you pick up my album, that's what you're going to have in your mind. Or he's talking about crack, bitches, pimps, and hoes. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when I came out with the Want to Know You single, Want to Know You is like, it's a direction to where if I put this song out, I'm not talking about, oh, baby, I'm going to buy you flowers and this, that, this, and the third. It's like, I want to know you. Like, I want to introduce myself to you just as I want you to introduce yourself to me. So when we do do whatever we're going to do, the next single does not have to be another love song because Want to Know You is so good. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can always come out with something else.
Right. And not put yourself in a box. You can always go.
It's
the same thing. If you think about, like I like Wale. He cool. He's pretty cool. But now that he's with Rick Ross, his whole sound has been changed.
I was just about to say that.
I like the Mystical. I like the No Limit Mystical. The real hard, rough Mystical. When he went off with Jive Records, Shake It Fast. It was a big hit, but I'm looking for that dark, you know, that dark hip-hop Mystical.
We got
y'all, check it. We got another caller. I know he want to put his input on what is going on. So, 2099, you are on live with Marley B and my boys. What's good with it?
Hey, Marley B, this is MKD. Hey, I was just tuning in.
Nothing. I said I didn't recognize the number. I would have said your name, but what's good with it, my neck?
Nothing much. Just tuning in, air hustling, and I like the dude that you got on, man. He sound like he ready for the business. Like his structure is on point.
Oh, he's in the business. He got this thing. He got this thing wrapped around his finger, like, you know.
Well, it sounds like he got something going on right there. He know what he's trying to do. He got his goals. He got his structure down pat, and he ain't gonna let nobody direct him in another path. It sound like he just hungry. Sound like I ain't get to listen to any of his music because I've been like just handling business, but it just seemed like this dude got something going on. And you know me, I ain't gonna be on here if I don't like you. I don't like you. If I do, if I hear something, I'm gonna give you mad props. So, what's your guest's name again?
His name is Busy.
All right.
Like Busy,
hey,
Bob,
Biz.
But Busy.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? What's up, man?
Yes, man, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Hey, look, I actually have, like, if you have time, if you want to, you can go on YouTube and look up Busy, B-U-Z-Y, and look up I Want to Know You. Busy, type in Busy, I Want to Know You, and you can actually see the video and see how, like when I say, like, how serious I am about my music. You know how some people put out videos, and the video look like somebody using a real handheld camera, and they're in the backyard, and they're smoking weed and all that. Like, my video is really professionally done. Like, really professionally done. So I'm pretty sure you enjoy the video, I'm sorry. And I have another video on there called On My Way, and that's under the same thing. So you can check that out. Once you see I Want to Know You, Busy, I Want to Know You, just scroll down. You know how they have, like, the related videos or whatever. You're going to see On My Way.
Hey, homie, do this. Are you connected with Marley B page?
On what? Twitter, Facebook, what?
Facebook,
YouTube,
Facebook.
What it is?
Facebook.
Nah, I need to get that.
Get that. Put link that with her page, and I'm definitely gonna grab it. Both.
Okay.
I'm definitely gonna look into it. And then if I like it, most likely it's gonna be good. It is gonna be good. I'll post it on my page too.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
All right. Just keep on doing your thing, and I'll be praying for you. You be in my prayers, man. Do what you keep on doing. Don't let nobody stop you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, Marley B.
All right. Good looking out. I did want to play a track, but before I play a track, I wanted to make sure that Busy knows that everybody is pulling for him. All my callers, you know what I'm saying, a couple people hit me up on Facebook already, like, your guest is on, you know what I'm saying? So let them know a couple of links. I see you just got the YouTube info. Let them know a couple of links where they can find you as well. And, you know, for myself, too, so I can add you on Facebook.
No problem. Look up on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/NEVA, the number 2, and BUZY. NEVA, the number 2, and BUZY. That's my Facebook. And on my Twitter, I am at Never Too Busy. NEVA, number 2, BUZY. And every day I post them 2 videos. That I just was mentioning on that page. I post my performances on that page. Actually, matter of fact, I'm going to post the one that I was just telling you about when the girls are throwing the money on the stage. I'm going to post that one tonight to make sure y'all see that. I'm going to post that one tonight.
Okay, for sure. They gonna check that out. Watch your shit get flooded. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of listeners right now paying attention. For real, I got a lot of listeners right now paying attention to the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I was absent from my show last week. I mean, I called, but to everybody else's knowledge, I was on Mars. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't need to know where I'm at or what I'm doing. You dig? They
right.
Just hear me.
Right.
The injuries. So
right.
I was on Mars taking my vacation, and my boy Dagger, shout out to him for holding it down for me. You know what I'm saying? He was squished in between two fat bitches in a hard place, and I'm just like, my nigga couldn't breathe last week, you know, so I did my thing last week, called in, you know what I'm saying, and he did a little interview for me, and this week is a big change. I wanted to get a little more talk out there, a little less music, and basically, I definitely, you know, feel good about this interview because it's been very informing. And, you know what I'm saying, I really like your swag. I'm digging that, you know what I'm saying? So be looking forward to Bianca probably trying to hook up a collab or something like that, you feel me? So,
okay.
You know, but
okay.
I know you said you're a hard critic. I don't even know if you like my music, you know.
Let me tell you something about me. Like, when I say that I'm a hard critic, like, seriously, when I say that I'm a hard critic, I'm not a disrespectful person. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, I'm not going to say
it's
I'm
like,
not, right. No, you know how some people be like, man, that shit whack, man, that shit whack. Like, you know, like, I'm not that type of person.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be like, you know, like, I think you need to work on this. Like, and when you do
right.
this, I think you need to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not here to be like, man, that shit whack. I don't want to listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
yeah.
not me. Like, that's really not me. Because, like, even if somebody was to tell it to me like that, I still know how to take it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
right.
yeah.
I believe
it. So, Marley B, what's your Facebook name?
This shit is funny because every time I say my Facebook name, people be dying laughing. All right.
Uh-oh. I have to get a whole bunch of requests right here. Watch this.
Facebook.com/stupid.people.sniper. That's what they call me. That's what I am. I snipe people that do stupid shit. Right now, I'm currently plotting a big ass conspiracy against one of the stupidest people I ever met in my life. I'm dead serious. Y'all think I'm playing, sniping the hell up out of him when I see him. You know what I'm saying? He been hiding.
So,
unfortunately.
So hold on. What is it again? It's stupid what? It's stupid what?
People.sniper. Stupid people.
Okay.
Sniper. There we go.
All right.
Hey, if you read my poem, when you do enter the Marley B zone and you step on my wall, you know how Michael Jackson said off the wall? I'm on
uh-huh.
the wall.
Right.
I'm on the wall. And, yeah, read them posts. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, she definitely sniping all the motherfuckers that just ain't graduated. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you got to graduate from that elementary way of thinking to common sense. Because without common sense, you won't get no common money. You get?
Right.
No. So.
Right.
So, yeah. Stupid People Sniper. And my music page would be Marley B. Official. So, that's facebook.com/marley.b.official.
Okay.
That's where you can find me at. And I be on Twitter, too. Well, my followers be on there more than I be on. More than I be on there.
I know, huh?
But I'll be on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at Marley the Business. That's BABIZNIS. I told you my name was Busy, too, you know?
Right.
That's one of my nicknames. So, yeah, that would be cool to collab with you and really see, you know what I'm saying, what potential we could what potential we could have. I got some callers. I can, no. No, I don't. Let me see. I don't see no callers. My friends are sitting over here like, we calling in. I don't even see y'all on the switchboard.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, but
I'll be waiting for them to call in. Don't even trip. Before I get off to letting them get in, let me play one track. This is like my favorite track by someone else that we know. Her name is J. Monique. And
okay.
It's called Feeling You. So y'all stay on, because I want to hear everybody else's feedback to know what y'all feel about her song, because so far everybody likes her song. And she ain't called in yet, so we're trying to get her to call in and talk about her song, Feeling You. Check it out.
I'm feeling you.
My subject today was gang banging and its effects on our music. Wow. And since I got two callers on, I wanted to know what y'all felt about that situation and what you think, you know, is it really worth it to be a gangster, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're trying to rap and do this hip-hop thing. Like, you would have thought niggas would have learned from the image that, you know, the industry was trying to give Biggie and give Pac, you know, like, hello, this going to help you lose your life, but these niggas ain't going to never learn.
Yeah, it's fairly silly to me. I mean, you know, if you're a gangster and that's your lifestyle, well, you know, that's what you're going to talk about. I say it in an interview. I can't be mad at Snoop Dogg for talking about 6'4s and this, and that. That's what he said
right,
every
right.
day in Long Beach. But he goes out of that.
I like the way Snoop did, the way he did, because, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, being a thug was what it was, especially on the West Coast. But Snoop,
right.
to me, he, I don't want to say he evolved his character. I'm going to just say he transformed.
He growed up.
You know,
I mean, that's what it was.
He stopped being around so many gangsters and he started hanging around niggas about their money. However,
yeah,
you know, pimping is a whole other topic.
Of who you hang around with. You're a reflection of who you hang around with. I don't, you know, I ain't no gangster, so I don't talk about gangbanging stuff on songs and everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a man of God, and I'm not ashamed to say it. That's what reflects in my song. I'm a married man, so that's what reflects in my song. But certain people that they're calling and be like, what's up, Loke, and this and that, because it's a crowd around and everything.
Extra.
You know, real recognize real. You know what I mean? That's why I called in for this, because I can tell he's a real person. When he said about the song about
mm-hmm,
the girl
mm-hmm.
in the room and everything, that's what,
right.
you know, he... That's who he lived in. He imagining that, and it had to do with it. But people just need to be real. You know, all that gangbanging stuff. If you live in that, yeah, that's cool. But like Busy said earlier, gangsters don't have no time to be doing no records.
Yep.
You know
right.
what I mean? They go get some banks. Go get some banks and everything. Get some of that good money. Ain't got no time
right.
to sit there doing all that stuff. But I look at it on YouTube and
right.
like. You know, a situation where Black Wall Street and all these other people and they fighting and all this stuff, man, it just don't make no sense. You know what I mean? You said this on the record about me, now I'ma shoot you. Somebody lost their life for what?
And it's like,
you know,
me speaking from like experience, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who knows me locally, you know, and I'm so glad I could put this out there because I can't stand a nigga now. I was in a relationship with somebody for 7 years. Who was calling themselves banging, you know, being a blood or whatnot. And for the 7 years, I never really seen him bust a grape. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting shit all out there. Like, I ain't never seen blood bust a grape, you know, not really. And I loved him the same, though. You keep up that little gangster image and do what you want to do. But when the shit hit the fan, shit gonna really stink because this is not going to protect your family. This is not going to protect you, your girl, or any of that. You know what I'm saying? And truth be told, it took about 5 to 7 years for his true colors to show, and the motherfucker is not red. You know what I'm saying? His true colors is black. Because when a person is willing to preach about taking somebody's life or wanting to take somebody's life or wanting to rob somebody or wanting to cause harm to people, what type of man is that? That you trying to have help you raise your kids, especially when you got two daughters, you know what I'm saying? And he's also my baby's dad, so it's like I have to step back and think, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, this going to come back on me. He's going to do something foul towards me because people that live that lifestyle usually have no conscience or they don't pay attention to it, you know what I'm saying? So his music never became successful as it really had potential to be. Somebody even told him he could have been like the next Ice Cube had he let that gangsterism go a little bit. Cube was gangster, but he was a family man, and everybody know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody know how Ice Cube get out. And so
right.
it's like a sad thing, you know what I'm saying? And I can say this freely because the person is really an asshole. You know, I'm really close to calling him the B word. You know, it's like, what would make you trade in your, because this is what he did. Yeah, I'm putting it out here on Bangar Radio. Little B traded in his girl and his kids for a gangster life and a young ratchet. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that's not really how things should go. But when you know a person is doing everything wrong in all other aspects, you can only expect what you trying to accomplish to start to fall. Because if they're not for you, then they against you, even if you're in a relationship with somebody. If a person is for gangster this and gangster that, you bound to be left behind if you're not about that gangster shit. If you about some positivity and trying to get your money right, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a hustle, if your hustle starts to fall off and a nigga turn towards gangbanging, his hustle gonna completely fall. And especially when you chasing females, you know, one thing I know that my big Brody taught me, you know what I'm saying? And I got to say Brody because he's from 6-0, a gangster that actually spit knowledge. He said, if you don't pay close attention to this game, it's going to chew you up and spit you out, especially the streets. And
right.
If you spend your, when you spend your time, no, what did he say? Oh, no man has ever lost women chasing money, but ask a man how much money he's lost chasing women.
Yep.
And so if a person want to be involved in this gangster life, street life, and all this, you know what I'm saying, and you got to watch the snakes, you know what I'm saying, in the grass, real talk. You got to watch for them, because you won't even recognize them. I feel like I was Eve for so long, and I thought I was with Adam. Turns out I was really with the serpent. You know, except for a bitch like me didn't bite the fruit. I threw that shit at his ass, like, get the hell up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I got kids to live for. God ain't about to strike me down. You know what I mean? So I really did try the best I could to lead a person to water, but you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, think, or nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I'm single, kind of, sort of. Y'all know I be having a boo or something, but real talk, that's just how it is, real talk, you know what I'm saying? So y'all gonna see me excel. If y'all don't see me excel, y'all strike me down. If y'all don't see me really start to flourish and blossom and become a better person by 2012, shit, I'll hang up my radio host hat. I will hang it up. That lets y'all know I ain't going nowhere. You know?
Yeah, that's right. You gotta keep striving. And just do you. One of the most important things I've learned is to really have good people around you. You know, you want the real people. Like we said earlier, you don't want a bunch of yes men. I want people's like dopey. That ain't it, dope. Like, yep. Desiree be doing me like that, Marty. Desiree is my wife. I'll bring a song home. She'd be like, are you serious right now? You can say that next to Drake right now. But if I wasn't able to take criticism, she'd be like, yo, you know. And you got to understand, it's a whole world out there. My wife, she's from Texas. She loves R&B and stuff. But when I play DJ Quick for her, she's like, why is he doing that? You know, I'm from the West Coast. She out here stinky-legging. But it helped me understand music. Like, it's a whole world out there. I'm like, why are we at a party and you doing that leg dance, babe? We're on the West Coast. You can't do that. You know,
right.
But out there, you know, people think Latoya Luckett not doing nothing. Go out there and ask about Latoya. Go out to Texas and ask about Latoya Luckett. Oh, Slim Thug not really doing nothing because he got Texas on lock. He got his thing on lock. So you have to understand it's a whole world out there, and you can lock down your area. You know?
Yep.
It's a whole world out there. You have to understand music. You know?
Hello.
You know what I mean? When Beyonce did that joint with Slim Thug, Beyonce could have got anybody to do that song. Why do you think she got
right.
Slim Thug? Slim
right.
Thug from Houston. They stick together. You don't see Twista working with other people. Who's singing on Twista stuff? Selena Johnson. Who do songs with Twista? Kanye West.
Yep.
Common. Why Kanye
Jamie
West
Fox.
Look up for Common?
Jamie Foxx.
They look out
yeah.
for. They all from Texas. They all from that area. So you have to look out for your area. But what to do when your area don't support you?
One second, y'all. We're going to still talk. I got about 30 seconds. We're going to still talk after this, though. I just want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, out there in Radio Land, I appreciate y'all listening in. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you guys. Next week is going to be a much more musical show. This week we had a lot to talk about. I told y'all I was going to get into politics and real issues, you know, and some things that people be afraid to touch on. Like I say all the time, if I go down for something I stood up for, I really don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I'm that type of person. I could be took out tonight for standing up for myself and saying things that I believe are real, true. You know, I done been through it all. Jumped, you know what I'm saying, kidnapped, punked, guns pulled, you know, stood by my best friend while some guy pushed her downstairs. All these dudes were gangsters, thugs, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you get stuck in the thoughts of thinking you could save them, but leave that to the captains, you know what I'm saying? They can say the gangsters in the hoes. We got time for that. We got a world to save, you know what I mean? Generations to save. So with that being said, I appreciate everybody that called in the Bang Out Radio. So now, y'all, we off the record. We can talk shit. What's good? No. All right, y'all can finish what y'all were saying.
just for people to just open their eyes more to music. I like how he answered the question that he caught himself about Trina. I'm not a real big Trina's fan. You know, she do what she do, but I understand it. I cannot like something, but understand it. When I seen Trina, I was like, wow.
Do
I like her music? You know, it's the visual. And the people that push her, you get that. You know what I mean? You know, it's like get a few Beyonce gummy songs going that women can relate to. You know, us guys, we're visual. You know what I mean? We want to see all that ass or whatever. So she don't sell that with her videos and her performances and everything. You know what I mean? As a lyricist, You know, not nothing. And it all depends on how old you are and what's your type of music. I'm 32 years old, so I don't like Wiz Khalifa, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
Music, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather smoke that because that definitely gets me high and that definitely gives me a feeling of utopia, so I don't need to smoke anymore.
I wish I could see Busy's face when I say this. Busy, you have kids. Molly B, you have kids. I have kids. Can you imagine how Jay-Z and Beyonce is getting ready to light?
How they getting ready to light.
You know, when you don't have a kid, you're like, okay, I got a kid on the way, but you never know how you can really love somebody till you have a kid.
They're going to come with some new shit.
Can you imagine how Jay-Z and Beyonce is about to start writing these songs?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear y'all.
Hey, I don't know if y'all seen a video. They saying her bump is not really a baby in it. And it was a video that she had in the U.K., that when she bent down, it was on Wendy Williams. She showed out the video, and the tummy just tucked right in, like caved in. And I'm gonna send that link to Molly B. And it's actually questionable.
Yeah, I saw something about that, but I didn't like. You know, sometimes like I don't get into Wendy Williams. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
I don't watch Wendy,
but you know, I'll be on the internet, World Star Hip Hop. You know,
the video was like.
Actually, on her when the whole incident happened, like they slowed it down, and it was just crazy. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I would not believe somebody would actually just fake a pregnancy.
Yeah, and I really hope that's crazy, man. But you got to be careful too. Even with the, you know how World Star is, man. You can get embarrassed, man. I mean, this
you know, the night that, when that first started showing up on Warstar about that girl giving head, I think Amber Rose, that mess was everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta be careful when you do stuff these days, man. Because that poor little girl, and I think Shannon was 13 or 14 years old. People retweeting everything. She had to like delete her page and all that stuff, man. So people got
You can't get away in life now. The cameras are everywhere. Small cameras, big cameras, they on you. Especially when you start, you have to, you know, they're gonna show if you're being real or not. So you know, you gotta be 100% real with yourself, and then with the fans out there, because these are the people that's looking up to you and following you. You know, you're doing this stuff for I don't know the reason why, but it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just like me being a married man and saying, yeah, I'm doing all these type of females. Ain't you married, Doki? Don't you got kids?
Right.
Yeah, I'm fucking all kinds of
girls.
So your life, you have to. People tend to say, okay, I'm gonna write about this because this is what's hot right now. If you just keep it real with yourself, it's people going through what you're going through. That's
why people
like the Tupac the way they did, because it's like this fool said, even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a. He telling everybody, my mama was a crack fiend, and I was
Tupac. He wrote real shit. He wrote shit that he's seen, shit that's going on in his life. And, you know, everybody have trial and tribulation. Everybody had a good day, and everybody's going through the same thing. And, you know, people try to, you know, this people try to connect through the music through that. So, like, if you're producing stuff that nobody don't, not even into, or going to the club scene, going smoking weed, like you said, drinking all day. Like, everybody don't evolve around that all the time. Like, there's plenty of people that don't even go to clubs, plenty of people that don't go to drink or smoke. You know, but what about the people that in the streets every day and hustling, bustling their ass out and going through these situations? We need to make these songs for them. So when they hear us, they be like, damn, he made my day today. Tupac, really? Is he talking to me? Because, man, I'm glad. I'm feeling this. So, you know, people need to get back to the streets and the roots where they're coming from.
Right. Yeah, and just it sounds simple. We say it all the time in hip-hop, keep it real. You know, it's people going through. It's somebody out there like me that struggle with marriage and be like, okay, I want to give up sometime and everything, and I write about it. People be like, dang, I'll be feeling that way all the time. Or feel like sometimes you feel like you're an outcast because you don't smoke or you don't drink or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta continue to be yourself. I influence every artist to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you against all these guys right now, you happy and you single, Marley B, write about that mess. You know what I mean?
Oh,
write
don't
about,
even trip. Don't think
that.
I got a song already from winning.
You were too quiet for me. You know I had to get you out.
I'm winning. You know what I'm saying? I got this.
You know,
trust and believe. Trust and believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it was the devil working through this person to try to break me, but it's something that I can ignore. You ignore ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm on the radio, though, y'all. Talking all out. So, basically, I'm getting ready to wrap up this situation because the homies just got here. They're about to smash out to the club, and me, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Think I'm
gonna
go
tonight, huh? Fine.
Yeah. You know
Marley B, I just posted those videos on your wall too.
So, hi.
Alright, well, I'll hit y'all all up. I'll ask you from her page, man. God bless you all. Just keep the good work up, you guys. All right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And busy. All right, very, very deep and intellectual conversation. The interview was bomb and was popping. The show, you know what I'm saying, was funny and a whole bunch of shit. So I appreciate
thank you,
that.
Thank you.
MKD.
No problem.
And much love to y'all, niggas. For real.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
All right, babe. All right.
And that's how I do on Bang Out. You feel me? That's how we do.